Here we are in the congressional corner with Senator Chris Murphy, a man who keeps his word. He told us when he was a congressman, he'd keep coming back and talking to us, and we are so proud to have you, sir. You have distinguished yourself. Everybody's got your name on their lips. I kept asking you in the old days, hey, will you be a presidential candidate? How come you didn't do it?
I was telling you the truth. Every time you asked me, I said I wasn't going to do it, and I was true to my word. You know, it's possible. It's possible to live a fulfilling life without running for president, and I'm managing to do that despite the odds.
Well, we have nothing but admiration for you. Okay, so on a very serious subject, we just marked the anniversary of Sandy Hook, the murder of these beautiful children. And you have never given up your fight for reasonable gun safety. Is there anything new to report?
There is something new to report, and that is that we are, as we speak, about to vote on a budget that likely will be passed and become law that will, for the first time, get rid of the ban on federal funding being used to study gun violence. This is something that the NRA got stuck into the budget back in the 2000s, I think, and it was really a coup for the gun lobby because it meant that, you know, we couldn't study the causes of gun violence. We couldn't study about how interventions might change the trajectory of this public health epidemic. And all of a sudden this year, we're going to pass a budget that has $25 million dedicated for gun violence research. And, you know, there's lots of reasons for that. We are winning consistently in state legislatures and now in the halls of Congress because of the gun violence movement. The anti-gun violence movement is stronger than ever before. We have more activists. We have more money. We have more public support than the gun lobby does. And the gun lobby is weaker than ever before. So it used to be the NRA could kind of force the Republicans that support them here in Congress to keep that ban on federal gun violence research in the budget. But they're not that strong anymore, and so they can't actually bully Republicans into doing it. So we finally broke at least the logjam on that issue this year. But I think it's just a signal of what's to come. I truly believe this is now a matter of when, not if, we pass major anti-gun violence legislation like a universal background checks bill. And I'm eager to, you know, just continue building our movement so that more and more of these wins become possible.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but the polling is that the American people are with you on this.
Just off the charts. I mean, there's frankly no other issue like this in the American public. So when you ask people if they support, you know, everybody having to go through a background check before they buy a gun, 95% of Americans say yes. 90% of gun owners say yes. 80% of NRA members say yes. I mean, you know, I went down to the floor one day and somewhat jokingly, you know, showed everybody the approval numbers for, you know, apple pie and baseball, right? None of them approach 95%. Background checks is the most popular thing in America, and it's wild that we can't get it passed through the Senate and the House. And what happened in 2018 was that a lot of members of Congress who have opposed universal background checks lost their seat. 20-something NRA A-rated members of the House of Representatives lost their election to a Democrat who supports universal background checks. And I think that's just going to keep happening until Republicans figure out that you kind of can't win elections if you're voting against 90% of your constituents.
As we speak today, Senator Chris Murphy, you're in the midst of it. We're about to see an impeachment resolution come out of the House of Representatives and go over to the Senate, where you are not in the majority. But if you got four people to come over to your side, you might get some way of dealing with evidence and other things and making sure that there would be a trial. Looks to me like Senator McConnell has no interest in having such a trial.
No, he doesn't, and that's unfortunate. I think we have an obligation in the Senate to try to, you know, discover as many facts as we can. I mean, listen, I've been pretty clear about my views on this. I think that what has been proven already is impeachable conduct by the president. You just can't use taxpayer dollars to try to bribe a foreign country into interfering in an American election. You can't cover up that fact. You can't refuse to provide documents to the impeachment inquiry. But I'm still open to hearing exculpatory evidence to the contrary from the administration. And so that's why, you know, I think we should have witnesses. I think we should see document production, because if it turns out that people like Mick Mulvaney and John Bolton, or the emails between those folks during the summer of this year prove that, you know, in fact, the president didn't do these things? Well, it might change my mind. I think it's highly unlikely that the documents are going to do anything other than, frankly, corroborate all of the, what we know today and provide further evidence of how closely tied to the corruption the president was. But I think we have a duty to, you know, try to find out as much as we can. And maybe if we got more information, more Republicans would, you know, vote to remove him. And maybe that's the reason that McConnell doesn't want more information, because he knows it would likely lead to more of his colleagues voting to remove the president. Ultimately, you're supposed to run a fair trial, not a trial that puts the best possible spin on the facts for the accused.
Now, you talk to your colleagues on the other side of the aisle. We have heard from people like Chuck Schumer and other people that there's a possibility that some people will desert the Republican cause. Do you think there's any chance on impeachment? Do you think there's any chance that'll happen?
Yeah, I think there's a chance. I've certainly talked to Republicans that are, you know, very concerned about what the president did. And, you know, I guess when I think about how I want this to wrap up, I at the very least hope that my Republican colleagues find a way to acknowledge how wrong the president's conduct was. Maybe in the end they make the decision that it's not worthy of removal from office. But I just would be so disappointed if the majority of Republicans, you know, went down without a single peep of criticism for what the president has done here. I mean, it's so out of bounds what the president did, and equally out of bounds how contemptuous he's been of congressional oversight. And it sets a really awful precedent moving forward if Republicans just line up 100% behind him. So we'll see. I mean, I don't expect that there'll be more than a handful of Republicans that might vote for removal, but I certainly haven't given up on all of them.
Chris Murphy, do you think there's any chance this all of this will lead to flipping the Senate to the Democrats?
I think, you know, it will be a part of the story, but I think there are frankly many other issues that are, you know, much more directly tied to the votes of folks out there in America than impeachment. You know, I think you see, you know, the American public is pretty divided on impeachment, but on other issues, they're not as divided. I mean, they do not support this president's attempts to destroy the Affordable Care Act. They do not support this president's reckless foreign policy. They're increasingly worried about America becoming weaker in the world. And so I think we may win back control of the Senate, but if that happens, I'm not sure that impeachment is going to be the deciding factor. I think it'll be the president's failure to make any progress on issues that are much more connected to people's pocketbooks.
So what's the deal with Lindsey Graham? I saw his opponent on the television who was saying he's only 2 points behind him in the polling. You think Lindsey Graham could get thrown out of the Senate?
Well, I think anything can happen these days. You know, back in 2018, we were winning states, winning districts in South Carolina, in Kansas, in Texas that, you know, nobody thought Democrats could win. And so I think, you know, these days, you know, people want to, you know, see some independence. I mean, they want to see that you're willing to, you know, occasionally stand up to your party. And when they watch these Republicans, you know, refusing to even acknowledge what the president has done is wrong, I just don't think it squares with their moral compass. I was a big supporter of President Obama, but I wasn't afraid to call him out when I thought he was wrong. I actually would go down to the floor and, you know, make trouble, call up privileged motions to oppose the administration on issues that I thought were really important. And I think that Republicans who are lined up with the president on impeachment and everything else, his assault on the Affordable Care Act, his tax cut, you know, even in places like South Carolina, they may find some trouble.
But if they turn on him, I know I'm using all my time here, but if they turn on him, you put yourself in their place, they're not going to be a senator anymore, because he'll come after them with everything he's got. And the Democrats won't support them for doing the right thing, right?
Well, I think that remains to be seen. I mean, they certainly look to people like Jeff Flake and Bob Corker, who, you know, opposed the president, but they didn't fight it out. They retired. And I'm not sure that you're destined to lose a primary if you occasionally oppose this guy. There certainly have been instances where that happened, but I'm not sure that necessarily has to be the rule.
Again, I want to thank our friend, Senator Chris Murphy, for what he has done in showing up on one of the busiest days, as we talked to him, in American history. And I'm not just saying what isn't so. Senator, Thank you and congratulations for everything you're doing. And when we come back the next time, let's talk NAFTA.
Great.